Hello everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Claire.
And today we're talking all about music. And here's a thing that I've been kind of wondering as well. It says your favorite songs are getting shorter. Here's the reason.
Oh, so 我们今天要来看看流行歌变短了，揭秘串流时代的30秒法则。
Okay, so before we begin, what's your favorite song of the moment and why do you like it?
My favorite song at the moment is How It Ends by Phineas. Do you know him?
I know him because of Billie Eilish.
Yes, 他是那个怪奇少女的哥哥，亲哥哥哦。And there's this lyric I really like in the song. It says, if you want to see the world, don't take the highway. And I think the reason why I like this song so much is because it reminds me that there are so many things that we have to do, right? We have to work hard and we have to achieve our dreams or goals. But it's also important to remember to spend time with the people we love and also to experience things.
Wow, I love that. It's very poetic as well. I have been very into Charlie XCX. And I really like one of her songs. It's called Everything is Romantic. And I think I'm a little bit the opposite. I don't really listen to the lyrics as much. I think it's the melody and the song, the melody for me. So I really like the melody and the flow of the song. And, she has like she made a remix of this with another person, another artist. And, it's for the Wuthering Heights, movie. So I was like, oh wow. Okay. It's so romantic. I loved it. So yeah.
So nice. 好, so before getting into the article, I'd like to ask you, 这也是跟音乐有点相关哦。迷你专辑的英文怎么说呢？
Your favorite songs are getting shorter. Here's the reason.
Songs these days are getting shorter. In the past, songs were about 3 to 4 minutes long. Now, many new pop songs are only 3 minutes or less. Why is this happening? Back when CDs were popular, artists made money by selling albums. Longer songs helped fill an album and gave buyers more songs for their money.
Okay, let's take a look at today's article. It says, songs these days are getting shorter. In the past, songs were about 3 to 4 minutes long.
Okay, 所以这边呢，在说到以前的歌曲呢，其实是3到4分钟长哦。About 就是大约的意思。So songs were about, 这就是3到4分钟。但是呢，现在的歌却越来越短了。
Says here, now, many new pop songs are only 3 minutes or less. Why is this happening? So I didn't even notice this until it was mentioned, but why do you think this is happening? Do you think it's because people nowadays have maybe shorter attention spans? And
Definitely.
I think so.
Yeah, I feel like nowadays everything is competing for our attention, right? Because there's just so much content out there. So, for example, on social media, if one video or music in this case fails to capture attention, you'll just move on to the next one.
Yeah, like that's why reels are always so short. They're always like under 30 seconds. So I think you really have to try even harder to hook people in sometimes. Okay, so let's kind of figure out why this happens. It says, back when CDs were popular, artists made money blank selling albums.
好，那刚刚的第一题问题呢，这个句子就说到了，在 CD 盛行的年代，艺人是空格贩售专辑来赚钱。好，那我们来看到 ABC 猪这四个介系词， A on 是在上方， for 是为了， at 是在什么地方嘛，比如或是在什么时间点，那 by 呢，它是透过什么什么的方式或是借由。好，所以很明显的我们应该选的是猪选项，这个艺人呢是借由贩售专辑来赚钱的哦。
Okay, let's read this sentence one more time. It says, back when CDs were popular, artists made money by selling albums.
That's right. I used to go to music stores to buy CDs when I was in junior high school. But now that I have Apple Music, I never buy CDs again. Yeah. And I know some people now collect records, 复古唱片. Do you have this interest? Do you buy records too?
I sometimes do, especially if it's an artist that I like or I feel like, oh, this is kind of vintage. I like it and I like the album art. I might buy the records as well. But I need a record player because I think that is, you know, the point. You buy these records to play it on the record player. And I think the sound and everything is going to sound so different once you have like all these proper machines and stuff. So it is something worth, I think, looking into if you guys love music.
就是那个复古的那种唱片机。
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think we just reveal our age.
It's okay. I think they know that we're kind of old.
We're 18.
I'm 23. Okay, so next in the article, it says, longer songs helped fill an album and gave buyers more songs for their money. Okay.
Right, so when we talk about music releases, they usually come in different forms. We have singles, EPs, and albums, depending on how many songs are included. So first, single is a release containing 1 to 3 tracks only, 就是我们说的单曲啦。 那EP是什么呢? 其实它就是我们 pop quiz 的解答哦。 这个EP呢, 它的全名是 Extended Play, 那它就是迷你专辑。 那通常我们在讲迷你专辑的时候呢, it is a release containing 4 to 6 tracks, 就是4到6首而已。 那但是呢, if you say, this is an album, 它是一个专辑, 这个专辑呢, 通常 is 7 or more tracks. So for example, Taylor Swift is a very productive songwriter. She's released a lot of albums, such as the most recent one, The Life of a Showgirl. There are 12 songs in this album. So
So yeah, I totally remember how exciting it was to buy a new CD from your favorite artist. So yeah, like believe it or not, when we wanted to listen to music before, we actually had to buy actual CDs and then put in a CD player. And it was always exciting because the CDs were also like buying, you know, little fan stuff as well. Because when you open the CD, there's a little booklet on there that you get with extra pictures, and then there's lyrics and their song credits, and like you could read through it for days, and it was a lot of fun discovering the album together with the artist.
And actually, when I was still at school, we also have those magazines, right? And you also, and they also come with CDs.
Yes,
that's okay. A QR code.
So yeah, CDs for you.
Today, however, most people listen to music on streaming platforms. On these platforms, artists earn money after 30 seconds of play. Because of this, artists make their songs shorter and get to the chorus earlier. Artists want to catch people's attention quickly before they change to another song. Also, shorter songs help lead to more plays.
Okay, so before people would listen to music on CDs, it says here, today, however, most people listen to music on streaming platforms.
Okay, 所以这边的 streaming platform 就是那些音乐的串流平台, 比如说, Spotify, Apple Music,
KKBox, all of those things are YouTube, those are streaming platforms. It says here, on these platforms, artists blank money after 30 seconds of play.
好，那在这句呢， 我们就看到了 on these platforms， 在这些平台上， artist 空格 money。 好，那我们来看到选项喽。 A 选项 waste， 它是动词，浪费、滥用。 B borrow 是借，跟别人借。好，那 C 是 earn， 是赚取。主选项是 charge， 代表收费或是要价。所以呢，我们就可以得知，哎，那个。 音乐家，他的主持是音乐家吗？ Artist 或是艺术家，他们是为了要赚钱，所以你要选的是C选项 earn money.
Let's read the sentence again. On these platforms, artists earn money after 30 seconds of play. Okay, so there's actually a discussion about this even amongst artists themselves, because sometimes they feel like they like make less money now because of streaming platforms, and because streaming platforms give them very little money when they play music. So I don't know, do you think streaming platforms are good for the music industry?
Definitely there are pros and cons. I think because of the streaming platforms, we get to discover more artists. For example, maybe I have no idea who this artist is. I will never go to the music store to buy their CDs, but because I can just click on their profile and listen to the music to see if I like it, I can
get to know more about different artists. So yeah, there's definitely, this is a good thing, but maybe because it's so competitive and the streaming platform also they don't pay enough. So yeah, that might be a problem.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. I think streaming platforms are great because we can discover new music and it's so much more convenient now, right? But at the same time, maybe for artists, for their point of view, maybe it's not the most fair thing to do. So hopefully everybody can be happy. We can all make something fair together. Okay, so let's continue reading our article. It says here, blank this. Artists make their songs shorter and get to the chorus earlier.
好，那这一题呢，它是在表示，这是我们要选的是介系词片语的选项。那介系词片语呢，它的功能是什么啊？它可以用来连接前后两个句子。那这两个句子呢，它有可能是表达因果关系啊，或是转折等等的逻辑关系。那我们就来看到这一句的前方一句就提到说，在这些平台啊，艺人在歌曲播放满30秒后才能赚取报酬哦。那空格后这句就说到 Artists make their songs shorter and get to the chorus earlier， 所以艺人们呢就会缩短歌曲长度，并让副歌更早出现。诶，有没有发现它表示的因果关系啊？因为要赚取这个收听费这个原因啊，所以他们做出了这样子的改变。所以选 C 选项 because of 表示因为由于，那要特别小心 because of， 因为 of 是介系词，后方呢必须要加名词或是动名词。那我们来看一下其他选项， A 它会是 except for， except for 呢是除了什么什么以外，就是除了这个东西它是不包括在内的哦。比如说呢 the museum is open every day except for Monday， 所以除了星期一博物馆每天都开放。那 B 选项是 rather than， rather than 呢是而不是，比如说呢 I like to walk rather than take a bus， 诶，我想走路而不是搭公车。那 D 选项 in case of 它是指万一点点点发生，比如说呢 in case of fire use the stairs instead of the elevator， 万一发生火灾请走楼梯不要搭电梯。
Let's read that sentence again。Because of this, artists make their songs shorter and get to the chorus earlier. Okay, so we can continue reading. It says, artists want to catch people's attention quickly before blank.
好，那我们从刚刚那一句呢，就可以得知，艺人呢就会将歌曲缩短，然后呢让副歌 chorus 更早出现。目的呢就是为了要迅速吸引听众的注意力。那看到空格前面 before 点点点表示在什么之前，在什么之前就要吸引听众的注意才能收得到这个收听费哦。那符合语义的应该会是 A before they change to another song， 在听众失去兴趣之前赶快先就是到进入副歌。
Let's read this sentence againArtists want to catch people's attention quickly before they change to another song. Okay, so here it says, also shorter songs help lead to more plays.
Okay, 所以这边 lead to 呢，它就是带来的意思。所以他就说，这个比较短的曲子呢，它可以带来更多的收听。这边的 play 呢，是指 play the songs.
Yeah, that makes sense. What makes you want to stop and listen to a whole song?
Definitely the lyrics, because I really like when the lyrics really speak to me, maybe of how I feel at that moment or what it's good for me to be reminded of.
For me, I'm a little opposite of you. I listen to the melody first. So if it's a melody that, I usually like happy songs, like more upbeat songs. So if it's a very upbeat, happy song and I'm like, okay, I like it. Then I listen to the song and I'm like, oh, okay, this song, what's it about? Okay, I kind of like it. And that makes me kind of want to listen to a new song and whole song again. So for me, sometimes it's also about the vibes.
Right. And also the voice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true.
Review time.
All right. So it's our review time. And we're going to end today with how do you usually discover new music?
I sometimes discover new music through my friends because we'll be like doing something together. Maybe we're cooking together and my friends put on some music and I'll be like, oh, what's that? What is this song? I love it. And then I would add that to my playlist.
Ah,
what about you?
I trust my algorithm. So like I usually use my streaming platform and then like I just pick, for example, maybe a song that I like in the moment or the song that I'm feeling for today. And I just play that song and I let the algorithm just kind of give me a random shuffle of music. And sometimes, like, I will rediscover old songs that I like again. And I'm like, oh yeah, I haven't heard this in a long time. And I'm like, yeah, I love this song. Mm. Or like sometimes I discover new music and I'm like, oh, who is this artist? Or why does this, like, you know, the voice sounds good. And I check to see, oh, okay. So yeah, usually I discover new music like that, and sometimes my friend who really loves music will also share some songs that they're very into as well. So
That's right, because when I'm on the streaming platform, sometimes when you click the profile of the artist you like, on the bottom of the page it shows you similar artists as well. So you can also click and then discover maybe the
similar
artist
sounds
you like.
Or similar something style. Like that. Yeah, exactly. So yes, how do you guys usually discover new music? And have you noticed that songs are really short now? Yeah.
好，那今天的节目就到这里啦。想跟真人老师一对一线上讨论吗？那如果想要的话呢，欢迎加入空中家教哦。
Yay! And that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoy the article. And we're going to go listen to some new music now. See ya!
Bye bye!
Bye!